Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Nothing I did, nothing I tried, nothing I smoked, nothing I snorted, nothing I drank, no man I did, no one did. It did me any good. Oh Lord, even that food, the food, the food I put in my mouth would help me, Lord. Help me, Lord.
The food, the food, the food.
Come on,
no man I did.
No man I did. Nothing I snorted. Nothing I smoked. No man I did. Even the food. Even the food. So what you heard, now I'm not going to put a name on it because, you know, that's a testimony. And although it was definitely recorded and videotaped, you know, it's not up to me to share whose testimony that is. That's her path. That's her walk. Okay. But obviously she was given a testimony that nothing helped her but the Lord. And I mean nothing. And the thing that I could, now a lot of people will feel like, okay, well, what's wrong with her ass? You know what I'm saying? Why we got to be all in her business like that? Why is she telling all her business? Don't tell her none of yours. Can't trust her. She seems like she lie all the time. She's so free with all this information. You know, it's a lot of different ways we could go with this as a take or a slant. Me personally, I choose to look at this glass as half full, even if it is of her business. And what I see is the importance of being detailed in your communication, because no matter how you felt about what she just said, you heard what she said and you know what she meant when she said it the way that she did. It's because of her attention to detail. This is something that Black women are especially gifted in. Detailed descriptions of things. It makes you funnier, makes you smarter, makes you wiser, all those things. So I just want to highlight that, give grace and mercy, because apparently nothing else that she did, nothing she smarted, no man she did, nothing works but the Lord. And so I just want to say that I appreciate her attention to detail. Let's be detailed, y'all. Go forth. And the hashtag this week is even the food. Hashtag even the food. It teaches you to be detailed. With that being said, and most importantly understood, I want to welcome you to the Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental hygiene, and mental wellness, and all that other shit. Who wants a musty brain? I know I don't. I'm sick of saying it. Y'all not sick of hearing it, and I'm grateful for that. So, hey, friend, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Even the food! We doing good.
I'm currently on adidas.com because Ivy Ooh. Park just did another drop, and I'm trying to see if I can get these wide leg Adidas as we are recording. Yes.
She had some elbow gloves in the video I seen that she
did
posted.
She?
I said, damn, Beyonce. Man. She was looking good. Beyonce so damn bad.
I just want those wide leg pants. The one,
Ivy
did
Park,
you see
baby.
The, they were like a tan, it was like a tan set, like a crop top hoodie.
The one Vivica had on with them Tims.
What?
You know what?
I don't even want to ask.
Vivica Fox got on the pants. Vivica Fox.
No, she
first
didn't.
Of all, you know, everybody, Asante, fact check this week. Go to Vivica's Instagram.
Don't
go
bring
to Vivica's
him
Instagram,
in
Asante. Go
me.
To Vivica's Instagram, Asante.
You go
because
to
I know
me.
You got it pulled
it's
up.
It's your receipt. You pull it up.
I know you got
go.
It pulled up. Yeah, I believe it's Miss V Fox because, you know, she's fancy. But yeah, she had on an Ivy Park pantsuit with some Timbs. And, you know, that's her. That's Miss Tina's homegirl. So, you know, she got a box. And then did you see Monique with changing with her looks
now,
and stuff?
Now, Monique, I didn't
see.
That
was so cute.
Try on the looks, but I saw when she received it. I was like, that's so cute. I want to see her turn the looks, though.
Monique did a whole production. It's a video where she's like, she walks around the box and comes out in a different outfit, and she snaps her fingers, and it's like a don't rush challenge, but you know it's better. And so it's so good though. And you got to see Vivica. Vivica wore her wore the pants.
You know what? Let me look because I can't tell.
I know I'm sitting here. I was trying not to go. All right, fine.
Miss V Fox, you'll see it. Pull it up,
Miss V Fox.
You'll see it. She got on like a coral colored pantsuit, and she's in like a jail pose. Now,
really
thank you.
And she has on the Timbs. I'm so mad.
Thank you.
Because I kept seeing this. Like, why is she sitting like that?
Y'all don't be having no faith in me. I'm telling you. Like James Cleveland said, where is your faith?
Because you Where's play your too faith? Much. Mm-hmm. Oh, snap. She really got the. Okay. I'm not mad. Well, this isn't the one I wanted, but it's the.
Vivica got that new Ivy Park drip, drip, drip.
But it was a tan one.
Came through dripping.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Came through dripping.
That tan color, it's a two-piece that I saw that it was like a crop style real baggy sweatshirt.
That's
I thought
one.
About you, friend.
And
yep.
then now that she has a black wide leg one with the tan stripes that I want. But who knows if I'm going to get it because... Anyway, let's just let go. All right, so this week's episode is a shoot the shit, which means it's gonna be whatever comes up. This is actually my favorite, to be honest, my personal fave. We have a couple weeks left before we go on break. Let's remind people before they start yelling at us when we spring that on them later next month. But yes, we go on break. I believe it's Wednesday, December 16th. Is the last episode for December, and then we come back Wednesday, January 13th. So a nice, well-deserved break. After
We break.
Okay. Do you guys have anything planned for your month off?
Yeah, but I can't talk about it on here. We'll be judging me. Put your fingers back in your palms. That's right.
Getting ready for next year. I've got a lot of things. I've got a lot of balls rolling.
So now
I have some time to like really seal the thing on those, and then, you know, just ready to get back to this when we get back to it next year. So I'm excited.
Well, I love your smiley face. That's always a good sign.
Yeah, friend, you know it's been a long time since I've been here.
Right. Okay. That's why I'm like, this is a good sign. Go ahead.
Oh no. Please, friend, please. Come on.
And speaking of getting the ball rolling, does anyone have any announcements before we start the show?
No, but thank everybody for tuning in to Revolt Black News. That was a great experience. And I just appreciate the support. Thank you so much once again for listening to Holding Court with my girl, Ebony K. Williams. I'm the co-host to her host, and I just appreciate your ears following the sounds from the Friend Zone on over to Holding Court and coming on back and going back and forth. You know, it's just a beautiful volley. You know, it's a beautiful volley. I thank you.
All I want to say is shout out to Estelle. I was on the previous week's, right? Previous week's episode.
So
cute. We had so much fun. I love talking to her and her co-host. And also tomorrow the committee decides whether Crystal and I won the Shorty Award.
Come on, Shorty.
Awards. You got one job, Shorty. Or else it's me and you, Shorty.
So that'll be cute. I feel like we won. I'm just going to put that out there. But, you know.
Give our girls their stuff. Give them
give
their things.
Give us right our now. Things.
They right new to now. This. They true to this. It's a proven formula. Award the excellence. It ain't no one-shot deal or no happenstance. They good
Come
at what
on.
They do. And
Come
that's why
on,
they
preacher.
There again. Give them their stuff now.
And speaking of preachers and pastors and and things of that nature. So I watched... Salt Lake City, Utah. You know what's funny? Utah, Salt Lake City, actually, in fact, was on my list when I was looking for cities to move to. You can see me in Utah. That's what's funny. Like, it's beautiful. The views, the nature, but the people, I was like, if I have a kid growing up in Salt Lake, you know, I always consider that, like, what kind of community would my kid grow up in Utah? I don't know. That's something that's important to me. I think ahead, that far ahead, and I just wasn't really seeing it, but we'll see.
Yeah, keep watching the children on this show.
I know.
And see how they're developing.
I was like, this ain't helping the cause, Charles.
Okay, so first of all, this was kind of like my baby or whatever. I wanted us to have something that we could watch as a family one time for so long. We've missed the opportunities to watch something from the start and really dedicate our viewership to it.
True.
So I felt like this was something fun for us to do. So I decided to pitch it to you, Fran, and you, Asante, and both of you are open to watching it. So here we are. So I figure like the best way to go about this, let's just talk about the characters one by one and just come up with our assessment of each cast member and then the show as a whole. Okay. So the show is an ensemble cast of women located in Salt Lake City, Utah. Cast members are Jen Shah, Lisa Barlow, Heather Gay, Meredith Marks, Whitney Rose, and Mary Cosby. Now, before we do individual bios and all and shit like that, is there anyone that you feel so moved to discuss right away? Is there anything that you're just brimming, you know, to speak about and to reference before we even get started?
Jen.
Which one is Jen?
The first one that you met in the episode. She's a Tongan and Hawaiian woman.
Yes.
Mother of two. Her husband, Sharif, is a university basketball coach. They live in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Again, the one who smelled like hospital.
According to someone else we'll discuss quite shortly. Yes, she did. So what do y'all think about Jen? Asante, you brought her up. What's up?
I thought it was very interesting, especially Fran hearing that you wanted to live there or was on your list, rather. And then to start with Jen ass talking about, in Salt Lake City, I'm black. Like, just because they don't know nobody.
Right?
I was like, well, damn, like, this is how we starting. And it was also crazy going through her photos and watching how the color changed because, you know, the seasons and stuff. But that's a whole nother thing. I was really feeling like her whole little family structure with her two sons. And I'm very interested to see where we're going to go with Jen. I did not, however, appreciate, and this is something totally unrelated. I don't know if I'm going to like this, like, prop thing that she's doing with this microphone. She was on Watch What Happens Live right after the episode last week. With that hat on.
Go ahead.
This is it. The period is leave the microphone where it's at. Other than that, Jen, you cool. Just please stop with this microphone and don't bring that hat back. I know we're going to see that hat again. I just know we are.
I personally just feel like Jen is one of those characters that I already know. Okay, when I first saw like the trailer, when I first saw the cast photo, I identified Jen as the nucleus kind of this cast. Mm-hmm. I knew she would be in the center of everything. I knew that she was going to be sort of like the Kyle Richards of this show, the NeNe Leakes of this show, the Tarisha Jadice or whatever her name is now of this show. I knew Jen was going to be like the nucleus of this cast. So I already knew that. That being said, it was something that, you know, just sort of endeared me to her from the beginning. You know, I felt like I was going to root for Jen. She got a black husband. You know, she left the Mormon faith because she felt like it was racist. You know, there was a lot of things that made me feel like, okay, she might be, you know, about some, you know, she might be about a little something. All right, I might be able to fuck with her, you know? And so I do fuck with her, but I also recognize that throughout this season, in the duration of this season, she will get on my nerves. I can already tell. And it's not anything that I'm going to hold against her. It's not nothing that I feel like is going to make me, you know, turn on her as a fan or viewer of the show, but she's going to get on my nerves in the same way that those people I just mentioned have gotten on my nerves. Example, Exhibit A, when she was in the car with that assistant who, why is this old ass man assistant?
That was so confusing.
What kind of net did you cast to pull this motherfucker up out to sea? I didn't get it, you know, but the way that she was talking to him and unacceptable. Is this ready? Okay, well, who gets that kind of cake? And all of that shit, I get it. You know, it's her first season. She really doesn't understand like scenes and what they represent. I guess she was just trying to establish that she has this assistant and she can be so selective and picky because she has that luxury or whatever. But we already get it. We got that. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to see you being an asshole to somebody who we don't even know why he's here in the first place. Why is your assistant look like an insurance man? I don't understand. So
I kept thinking it was another castmate's husband. I was trying to remember. I was like, whose husband is this? Until she said it was her assistant. I was like, oh, okay.
I'm like, what the hell? But anyway, so that's Jen. All right. Any more thoughts on Jen, friend?
No.
Okay. Let's move on from Jen to, let's go to Heather Gay. She's a devout Mormon from birth, but she ain't no more. She was married to Mormon royalty, literally royalty, for 11 years, completely distanced herself from the church after her divorce. She calls herself a good Mormon going bad. She owns a very successful med spa business called Beauty Lab and Laser, which she has become a millionaire self-made in her own right, in addition to the billions that her husband's family had that she married into. So Heather is rolling. Fran, I believe Heather made a comment or a quote that you found of interest. Would you like to share it and put it on the floor?
Wait, which one was Heather? What'd she say?
Heather was the one who said that she liked all the things that
God. Okay. She said, I like rap, black men, and homosexuals. You know what's funny? After the episode, because I watched it, the YouTube link you sent me.
Yes.
And then after it finished, Funky Dineva's review of the first episode popped like right up immediately. I don't know if it's because I'm subscribed or if it's just, you know, that's the algorithm, like his videos getting a lot of attention. But he had me dead because he was so irritated with her for saying that. He was like, what the fuck? Like, I just thought, you know, I don't know. It just reminded me of the white girls I went to high school with that would call everything ghetto, you know, and be rapping lyrics, and it's just triggering. But
yeah,
all of them, really, to be honest.
It was something about her that I liked, though. Even though she made that dumbass comment, and y'all know I have very hard lines when it comes to shit like that. Very hard lines. But it was just something about her personality. It was something about the way that she was, her and Jen were interacting. Something about the way she was with her kids, and something about the way that she was describing her life post distancing herself from the Mormon church. I don't know what it was. I just was like, okay, I mean, she a cool, you know, she cool. You know what
I'm saying? Is she your fave so far?
No. She's not my fave. And my fave, the person that is my fave is going to surprise you, but, you know, it's not her. But
I feel like I know.
thoughts on Heather Asante?
Developing. She was cool.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She was, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I feel like we could go out to eat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
like she didn't annoy me or anything like that. And she, the whole time she was talking, I was like, all right, cool. Like, cool.
But, yeah, like, I mean, I'm not going to let her talk out the side of her neck, and it is a neck. But I'm not going to let her talk out the side of her neck. But I did, you know, I enjoyed her. Okay, so next up, let's go to Lisa Barlow. Now, this is who I feel like I'm not going to be able to stand, okay? Lisa is the one who her and Meredith look just alike in their friends. And it was not her birthday. She's the one who, Meredith is the one whose birthday it was, who had the birthday party at Jen's house in the big pink dress with the big fluffy sleeves. Not her, the other one that looks like her, who she's really close friends with. Her name is Lisa Barlow.
She got the tequila brand, right?
Yeah, they have the tequila brands, and now they're about to make vodka or whatever.
She's trying to make it seem like Bethany, her son.
Right, exactly. She owns a marketing company as well, Lux Marketing Company. And then her and her husband, like we said, have that liquor business. She went to BYU, Brigham Young University, with Heather. She's been best friends with Meredith for years. She has two kids. Y'all know what it is. How do y'all feel about Lisa? Apparently, part of her storyline later in the season is that she's going to, which is why, remember, it was that tension between her and Heather, who she said, who she went to BYU with, but then
she said Heather was a good time girl.
Yeah, she tried to say Heather was a hoe, in other words.
A damn good about, time girl.
Yeah, like the Mormon code.
Can we please name this episode that?
I don't know what it was that just stuck with me when she said it. She was like, you're trying to insinuate I'm a good time girl, you know, showing my boobs. I would go back to college. I would go back to college and be one of those girls, be a sorority girl and show to my boobs to anyone who wants to see them. I was like, oh God, Heather.
I want to put that in my bio. Good time girl.
And I was like, you know, I hope Amber Rose is watching because she needs to be at the slut walk next year. But I Lisa is the one who's gonna get on my nerves because the whole reason she doesn't like Heather is because Heather has distanced herself from the Mormon church and all that. She's very convicted in her faith and her beliefs, and it ends up becoming really judgmental as far as, like, you know, the standards that she imposes upon her friendships and stuff.
But isn't
so I can
she?
Already tell I'm not gonna like you.
But isn't she the one that was saying that the Mormon folks do not like that she has this liquor brand, but she doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. And the fact she like, has a paid liquor by brand. That.
And then Jim was like, she's Mormon 2.0.
Right. That's because why I'm like, how paid. Can you be judgmental and so, you know, straight edge, and then you have a fucking liquor company?
See why I'm not going to like her ass.
Right. Gotcha.
I can already tell. So we ain't even, you know what? Let's just move on because I don't even want to talk about her ass anymore. Okay. Meredith.
Hippocrita.
Right. Meredith is the one who's not Lisa, but looks like that. She is married for over 25 years. Her and her husband kind of hit a rough patch. Their kids are in college. One of her sons is at home, I believe. And she is always out and about on the social scene, blah, blah, blah. She has the jewelry business. Meredith was cool. She's the one who Jen threw the birthday party for at the Sha Chalet, Jen's house.
Is she the Sundance lady that she says she can get you in all the parties?
That's Lisa. Yeah. Lisa is that lady, but she's the one who was best friends with that lady.
Oh, God.
The other one. She had the big pink sleeves
on. Too many
on at
white
the party.
Women. I'm getting confused.
and they all got wraps. I said, who they got on this set wrapping hair? Because the way that the hair was wrapped and falling down. I couldn't believe it. But yeah, Meredith is the other one. She cool or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I felt like she really ain't been in the shit really yet. You know what I mean? She's just been kind of neutral, cool with everybody, whatever. And I think she looks great for her age. She's like 48 years old. She looked good in that hot pink short dress at her party.
Yeah.
Big ass puffy sleeves. You know, I appreciated all that. I'm like, okay, I like these people.
That's the one that the husband put all the roses because he couldn't be there for her birthday.
So you know they're gonna break up. I was like, well, if the writing ain't on the wall, what do you call the letters that's up there? Because this makes no sense. They're going to get a divorce.
Weren't they in the previews for next week or something, or for the season, where he was saying something about her not letting him look through her phone? Was that him? Did y'all see that?
Yeah, which let me know. Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, right. My kind of good time girl.
Meredith. So, yeah, I like Meredith. I'm Meredith J. Blige. Let's see who else. Who else y'all want to talk about now?
Whitney.
Okay. Can we go there, please? Because this is a person who is actually on my list of favorites, my contender for my list of favorites.
I do like Whitney.
Whitney Rose, yeah.
Whitney Rose. I like that.
The
name.
One who, with the younger one, with the older husband, who we met renewing her vows.
Got you.
And
her
they met under
his dimples are so cute.
Yeah, he looked like Pac-Man. The way that Whitney know her husband looked like Pac-Man, but the way that she looking like an old ass Paul Wall. I said, who is this? Who the fuck she married? Like an old white Paul Wall.
Cute.
Lee Paul Wall.
Your husband looked like a cat. Your husband looked like a cat. No. Feline face husband ass. But he was happy. They was happy. And we all know the story. They both were married to somebody else, both devout Mormons. Both were working together. He is 22. He's either 20 or 22 years her senior.
Child.
And but they was in love, baby, and they had a love child. They left their significant others. Well, not significant others. They left their spouses and got together, y'all. They done got married and have had two children and been married for 10 years. And at the party for their 10-year vow renewal, one of her cousins who had shunned her and really not had shit to do with her when everything went down, apologized to her on camera. You could hear the audio and there were captions in the scene, but her cousin was saying, you know, I really want to apologize to you because I wasn't kind and I did not think that y'all would be at this point 10 years later, but here we are. So I'm sorry. And I really, you know, hope you mean that. And it was just something about Whitney. Like, I know they made a terrible mistake and I am not the one for anybody's infidelity because I fight. But like, it was just something
it's
about
just
her.
Something about her. I like what Whitney. You mean. I know what you mean, because the whole time I was watching her, and then even in that scene with her and, you know, the next wife
we're
going to
get there. We're going to get there.
I just was really watching her that whole time, and I was just like, this chick is cool. Like,
because she
like
seemed her. Chill. She yeah. didn't seem like she was there for the mess. She seemed like she's just, you know, friends with everybody, just super down to earth, cool. She got her cute outfits, like, just...
She's going to give you great TV because she's really going to let you in. Like, where those, some of those other women, I feel like they're going to try to control stuff. But Whitney Rose, we got you, girl.
And she was on a pole. Swinging around. Wasn't that her dad sitting there, too? I was like, okay.
It was. Different. I said, now, I didn't know they had strip clubs in Salt Lake City. If Coochie being froze on the pole. It's so damn cold up there. I didn't even realize they had that. I said, is she going to be all right on that pole? A frozen pole. Y'all seen A Christmas Story? Remember when he got his tongue stuck to that pole?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now imagine.
He was like,
Look. Now imagine. See what I thought they did? Okay. Make it Coochie stuck. Got your Coochie stuck. Anyway. Okay, so that's Whitney Rose, okay? All right,
shout out to her dad's hair, man.
Oh my God. I said, who is this motherfucker looking like? What was that cartoon?
Naruto, the one.
Yeah. Who did your hair? Bruce Lee, nigga. he got them Patti LaBelle fans in his hair like the 80s. Okay. All right. So finally. Let's get to the
real.
I'm
mad you left this for the last one.
The real MVP of the show.
Oh,
okay?
Shit.
Mary motherfucking Crosby.
Mary.
Okay, say her name. Mary. First of all, she looked just like the lady from Mad TV.
Deborah Wilson.
Like, she looked
oh
just
my
like
gosh, hard. She does.
The moment I seen her, I said, this is a parody. This cannot be
when
real.
When Deborah used to pretend to be Whitney.
Yeah, she looked just exactly. She looked just like that. Mary Crosby, let me tell you something. Okay, now, it's two ways we can approach this because we know a lot of Mary's personal business that really doesn't have anything to do with us watching her on this show, but it makes it virtually impossible not to form a feeling about her early on. Mm-hmm. So I say that to qualify this information. So Mary is married to her step grandfather. Now you heard me right, okay? Like my girl T.S. Madison be saying on her, yeah, you heard me right? Yeah, okay. Shout out to T.S. Madison. So Mary Cosby's grandmother was a mean old lion who started a church and walked from St. Louis to, it's rumored that she walked, anytime you walk from St. Louis to Utah because the Lord told you to, I said, now that is faith. So she done walked St. Louis to start a church. Apparently this church started booming. They moved some money around, bought some houses and shit. So the church had like money, you know what I'm saying? She married some nigga that's like 22 years younger than her, 20 years younger than her. And then she dies. When she dies, it's rumored that she told, now he say, and Mary say, that she said, if something happens to me, have one of my girls take care of you, marry one of my girls because they'll take care of you.
What the Which, fuck?
I don't know what kind of grandmama is plotting on her granddaughter's cootie cats, you know, but this is what she was doing apparently. And so now, a full circle moment for the friend zone, right? Because you have to think about where we started and where we are now. We have said lots of things on this program that have been our own personal jokes and epithets and things that are part of our vernacular, you know, but we have finally seen one of them to fruition. Personification of it. We have actually seen right before our very eyes. I'm talking about pupils booming, pupils dilated. You hear me? We have seen the grandmama be the baby. When this motherfucker married her step grandfather, she is now her own grandmama. Do you realize that? The grandmama is in fact the baby. And that's on Pentecostal. Because she's a Pentecostal first lady because of it. I said, now you know this is poetic. And this is a full circle moment for the friend zone. I don't know. I don't know how to move forward after that. But
wait, but Mary didn't explain this on the show, right? You said we know this outside of the show.
Yes and no. She did kind of explain it as a as an arranged marriage on the show.
Okay, arranged.
And then they cut to footage of the other cast members explaining in further detail that she was in fact married to her grandmother's second husband. And so they are not blood related. He definitely had sex with her grandmother and now he's having sex with her. And they actually have a teenage son. So let's just call it what it is, okay? Beyond that, she was 22. Yep, you hear the sirens? That's poetic again. I'm telling you.
Okay, there's a child? I didn't know that there was a child.
Yes.
There's a child.
You know the grandmama is the baby, and now she got a baby. They have a teenage child between the two of them. Mary married him when she was 22 years old, and I believe he was 44. Maybe he's like 22 years older than her or whatever. Horrible looking man.
How does her mom feel? Oh, really? You saw what he looks like?
Yeah, they show him on the show. He's sitting up there next to her.
Like I missed the whole section?
You've seen his matzo ball looking ass just sitting up there right next to her. But here's the thing. So there's a lot going on with her family. Now, we know that this show just premiered last week on a Wednesday, right? By Thursday evening, family members had come out of the woodwork YouTube interviews.
Oh, no.
Very popular YouTube outlet. Shout out to Tasha K, a very insanely popular and talented YouTuber. What's up, Tasha K? Unwind with Tasha K. She did an exclusive interview with a family member. Did you hear what I said?
Holy
the show came on last
shit.
Week on Wednesday. This has already bubbled up. There's been a niece who has come forward with videos. There's been other family members. And there's a lot to be said about how all of this happened, who's not talking to who, and who's upset about it. So some of the takes on this are obvious, right? You can pretty much gauge how a mother would feel about her child marrying her mama's husband.
Like, whoa.
That's just a direction that thing. You know how everything has an ebb and a flow? That's just a direction. And you know how when you think about the photosynthesis charts from when you was a kid and the arrows was coming like from this way up to that, to the cloud down back. Imagine if they was going the wrong way. That's what this felt like. You know, like the arrows going the wrong way on one of those charts.
Continues to
It's just the family tree. Branch don't bend that way. Okay.
Jesus.
The branch don't bend that way on the family tree. Okay. It just don't go that way. But
this is just.
So here's the thing, though, right? In a fair assessment of the show, if we take that information out of our view of Mary Cosby, right? And we just receive what we see on this show, Mary's even down to her posturing, the way her shoulders sit, she is a naturally funny person. She's funny.
She's made for
everything
TV.
Everything she says is hilarious. The raspy tone of her voice is funny. It makes what she says funnier. She looks, she's just a funny person, and she literally made me laugh all the way through this episode, Exhibit A. One of the main riffs in this cast and one of the things that's going to cause conflict later on in the show is that she said that Jen Shah was hugging her at a dinner party and she smelled like hospital. Not hospitals, not a hospital room. She smelled like hospital. Now, y'all know me. We've been working together for years. As soon as I heard that, what do you think happened to me? What do you think I did?
You smelled hospital.
And erupted with laughter because I could not believe that she literally, not only that, she went on to detail the occurrence of when she got the whiff of it. She said, you know, she comes in late. We're at this dinner. She comes in late and she hugs me. And, oh, Mary, hi, hugs me, laying all up on me. When she said that, she hugged me, laying all up on me and smelled like hospital. And the gagging.
That's what was it was so funny because not only did she use the word hospital, but every time she brought it up and she would relive the smell, she would either reference that it brought her to a dark place or she would do those gags and those gags and like all actions with it. Just was like, it was taking me out.
Then she said, you're right, Asante. She did say it brought her to a dark place. She
several
said
because
she had to have several surgeries because she had her odor glands removed and it was such a dark experience. First of all, that's an elective surgery.
And you still smell a hospital? Like, never mind.
That's elective surgery. And she was making it seem like she was in this life-threatening, you know what I'm saying, position or whatever.
The drama.
And she said that the memories of that smell were just too much. So Jen and them were pissed off because she actually, to make this even funnier, her assessment was accurate. Jen was coming from the hospital and she had been at the hospital because her aunt, who was more like a mother to her, had to have her legs amputated. Mary had no sympathy for that. Because
none.
She said,
and do you know what was so fucked up?
The smell was so triggering.
Because she felt... She felt so strongly. It was so fucked up because she was wrong, but she was making sure that she wasn't wrong. Like, she made sure that she said, you did smell like hospital. Like, even when she said, who said that? And when our girl said, she said that, she was like, I did say that. And you smelled like it, too. I was like, this girl, it's relentless. Like, why did she even bring her over there?
But why
like,
was
yeah.
she acting like she didn't say it at first?
Just to say it. And say that she did say it. She kept saying, like, I did say that. I was like,
because she's Mary Cosby. And she's the type of motherfucker that'll marry. Listen, I'm trying to take what I know about her personal life out of my assessment of her as a character on this show and just be objective. But if you're the type of motherfucker that'll marry your grandmama husband, if you will be the personification of the grandmama being the baby, I believe that you would say this motherfucker smell like hospital just to be rude. I believe that. And not only that, she is addicted to like fashion and couture labels and shit. And so it's the weirdest thing because while the clothing pieces are like runway pieces, like, you know, just dream, you know, crafted pieces of clothing, she makes them look like she wore them to work. You know, yeah. Like it just becomes like a, like, do you work? She looks like she... When you look at Mary Cosby, you don't think like first lady of a church, no matter how well dressed she is. You think like school secretary, or you think like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she looks like she works in the office at like a high school.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Counselor. Like, that's what she looks like. And it just, she's a funny woman. I think it's gross how she married her husband, but I am thoroughly entertained by Mary Cosby on this show. Hey, you can say what you want. But what you can say for sure is that one of the most entertaining scenes of this premiere pilot episode was her sitting down at dinner with who? Whitney. When they were talking about the invites to Jen's party. And she told the story about smelling like hospital. That's when I fell in love. I was like, okay, these two right here. These two right here.
It's magic.
So I'm not going to say they're my favorites, but they are definitely contenders in the running. Jen is still in the running, and believe it or not, Heather is too. So those four, I have my eye on. They're my four favorites now.
I will say this. Whitney, she been hanging out with one of them girls from Vanderpump Rules. I just want to say, tread lightly, girl. It ain't one of the
right,
ones.
Don't make us cuss your ass out. We trying to be nice
tread
to your ass.
Very, very lightly over there in that water. See, also, Mary, she, I don't know what to say about her fashion. Because what I will say is, it's not the worst. I'm not saying it's great, but it makes me laugh every time I do see her dressed up. But there are people that have done the most and it still looks either regular or terrible. And I'm still trying to really figure out how she's playing this, because the way that you said she looks like an administrator, like I was instantly like, she do like she work at a school.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
mm-hmm.
like that
just
is
wearing Valentino at the school.
That is like the administrator got some money. She came into her lottery scratch off hit. And now she walking around the school just thinking she doing it. And it's like, girl, you need to sit down. Like that's
life insurance, life insurance settlement.
Bravo really needs to hire you, Dustin. And I'm not just like blowing smoke, because you really be putting these things out there that everyone knows to be true. And you just tie it together somehow, because every time we look at Giselle and it's not, I mean, it's because you said it, but it's really because she keeps fucking doing it. Every fucking time we see Giselle, it is just something country about whatever she's done.
Country and tacky. Yep.
Yes.
But yeah, so Salt Lake City Real Housewives, great franchise. I thank you both for watching it. You will be watching episode 2.
I'm so
tonight if you're mm-hmm. listening to this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tonight.
Yep. Well, Wednesday. Well, when the show airs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They have beautiful homes. It's a beautiful scenery in the city. Like,
man.
I just, this is literally a pretty show to watch. I love mm-hmm. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I'm very interested in it. As bonus content, if you do find the time and are so inclined to view it, they were on Watch What Happens Live digitally with Andy Cohen and going back and forth, trading insults. They hate each other. and the whole cast was on there. So just check that out in your spare time, because there are definitely clips of it on the Bravo TV YouTube page. And that is our review for Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Jen, put that microphone down.
I don't know if I have a fave yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to keep watching.
Fran, you need more information.
Right. I need more time.
You haven't franchised enough yet, Fran. See?
But I am entertained. I'm definitely going to keep watching. Will the episodes be on YouTube, or was that just the pilot?
Nope, that was just the pilot. More than likely, you're going to have to watch them on some sort of, you know, you just have to
be like Dwelle
and find a way.
Yeah. Well, that was a good what else are you watching aside from Salt Lake?
Real Housewives of Potomac, which has been amazing. Wendy is really getting on my nerves. We told the story of how she got her name on this show, right?
No, I think we touched it, but I don't think you really got to say what you want to say, because you know what?
Well, let's just say Wendy's father was an immigrant and he came over here and he had gotten a job and he got promoted to the manager of the job that he was working at. And so she tells that story on the show, and she says, and he was so honored by, you know, being given this position, and he felt so much gratitude to the company for giving him the position that he named his second daughter, me, after the company that he was working for.
Oh, my God.
And so she was, so that's why. So that's why her name Wendy, because she named after Wendy's, you know what I'm saying?
My favorite part was when Robin cracked up laughing immediately because she fell out.
then they're gonna say, we sorry for laughing. We just wasn't expecting that. That's a beautiful story.
That's not like something you would say, Dustin.
Why? Because what else are you supposed to say after somebody says something so dumb in your face?
Oh my God.
And let me tell you why. Because you own the fucking Housewives in a situation where these people don't give a damn about you. And everybody's watching the show looking for a reason to laugh. And you just going to give it to them like that at your parents' expense. You talk all this shit about having a PhD and having 4 degrees and people honoring that and, you know, holding you in a certain esteem and calling you Dr. Wendy, only to let us know you named after Wendy's. That's a problem. And I'm going to tell you who took me out, like had me dying about it, is Latasha. Shout out to our friend of the show, Latasha.
Yes,
just Latasha. 404 on Twitter, I believe, right?
Say?
And just Latasha.
Oh, God.
We were laughing about Wendy being named after Wendy's, and Latasha gonna say that's why she got them 4 for 4 degrees. Cause Wendy always talking shit about how I have 4 degrees. I have 4 degrees. I have 4 degrees. And Latasha gonna say them 4 for 4 degrees like the menu at Wendy's. I died. Ooh, do you hear me?
I was so mad watching her putting the button on Karen and then open it up a little bit. I was just like, come on. If you talk she about makes these degrees me sick. One more time we're on sick this trip alone, girl. Please.
Carisha, and apparently, please. So she this is what I don't like about Wendy. We don't know you well enough for you to have such a take and opinion on things and situations that far eclipse your existence on this show. Point of what I'm saying, this is her first season on this show. Next week, we're going to see a scene where Ashley tells Candace that she wrote a character analysis on behalf of Monique, okay, that Monique is using to support her counterclaim against Candace, because we all know Candace filed assault charges on Monique because of the fight. And Monique was like, well, damn, now I got to file them back because I can't just, you know, go to jail behind this stupid ass fight. So she had Ashley write a character analysis on Candace. Now, some people might feel some kind of way about that or whatever. I feel like that was Ashley taking Monique's side. And I can see why you would say that. But what we didn't know is that Ashley had entrusted Monique with some information over a year ago. It never got out. Mm-hmm. Monique had an opportunity to expose some information that would have made Ashley be in a very vulnerable position. She didn't do that. So that was two real deal situations where it wasn't about the show. And Monique could have made it about the show, but she, you know, kept it a buck and like was real about it. So, of course, Ashley partly felt obligated to write that. But then also, she does not have a good, healthy past with Candace. Candace has done some real fucked up shit to Ashley. And so Ashley was holding resentment for those things. She wrote the letter. Some people might feel like Ashley was wrong for that. I don't, personally. And next week, we see that Ashley keeps it real and tells Candace, you know, I just want you to know and hear it from me that Monique asked me to write a character analysis on you. You know what I'm saying? And I did. I wrote it about my own experiences with you or whatever. Candace is saying, fuck you, Ashley. Fuck you or whatever. Ashley's keeping it cool. And in the previews for next week, we cut to a scene where Wendy is saying, you took that as an open and you knew that you could get her back. And that's some snake shit. First of all, whoa, because you wasn't even here, mama. Okay,
literally just got
you was
here.
You was somewhere working on one of them, thanks Latasha, 4 for 4 degrees that you can't stop talking about. You don't even know what you're talking about. Stop inserting and wedging yourself into things simply to be relevant to the situation. If you're a naturally charismatic person and you have things about yourself that are interesting, you don't have to be dependent upon being attached to a controversy that has nothing to do with you, a conflict that has nothing to do with you, a disagreement that has nothing to do with you, and having a hot take on it, because that makes you less than likable for other people who are watching the show, have been watching the show, are familiar with all the dynamics involved, and know that your ass ain't got nothing to do with what's being talked about. It's getting on my nerves. I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore. I really don't want to see her anymore, and I'm not looking forward to more of Wendy. I know she's going to piss me off next week with her frosty slanging ass. You need to take it back to those beef patties, okay, that you come from, and leave us alone. Second of all, they taped the reunion for this season in person last week. Thanks to, again, the amazing resource, the Peach Report, the Peach Report Daily on Instagram and Twitter. We know that the ladies of the Potomac cast had to all wear yellow and that the set was themed to Portugal. Wow. And we're going to see the looks. They said that they're going to preview the looks that the ladies had on either today, Tuesday, or tomorrow, Wednesday. So pretty soon we should see that. And apparently, rumor has it that Gisele Bryant was in the hot, hot, hot seat for much of this season's reunion taping. Somebody, allegedly Monique, brought a binder full of information on somebody and expose somebody.
A binder, dog.
And then they gonna say that the reunion is so good and so shocking, and there's so much that is exposed and so much that's revealed. They have likened it to the season 9 reunion of the Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's that level drama. Now, anyone who is familiar with the Real Housewives of Atlanta season 9 remembers that that is the season where it was exposed that Phaedra Parks created a lie that had so many effects on this cast and basically said that Candy was going to, you know, Phaedra lied and said that Candy was trying to drug Portia and all that other stuff. And there was some really nasty other accusations made that I don't even want to repeat. But then it was exposed that it all came from Phaedra, and it was a huge thing. And they said that this season's reunion of Potomac is akin to that. So it gives us something to look forward to. Those are the things that I've been watching.
That does.
I have one more thing to talk about. I'm sorry, but I just gonna say it.
Come on, come on, come on.
I don't have children, but I have a god baby. And now you have to ask yourself sometimes, do I want to set my god baby up for success? I know I do. You know, do I want to save money on private tutoring? You know, is that even in my budget for my god baby? You know, is this a big school year for my god baby? Maybe they start in kindergarten. You know, is my god baby ahead? Is my god baby being challenged enough in class? These are questions that I had to ask myself. And the way I found the answers was through IXL Learning. And IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, including my god baby, no matter the age or the personality. There's one site for all the kids in your home. Pre-K to 12th grade. Kids can use it at home on the computer or on the go through the app on your phone or your tablet. And my god baby got a tablet. I had to get one for my god baby. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. And no more trying to figure out how to explain math questions and math equations or grammar rules yourself. IXL has built-in explanations videos. And now 1 in 4 students in the United States are learning with IXL. And IXL is used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. And one of them school districts, guess who attends it? You heard it. My God baby. Now that my God baby wasn't struggling with nothing. They're very smart. But you could always use more help to round out or supplement what's being taught in school. So make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And the Friend Zone listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/friendzone. Visit IXL.com/friendzone to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Did y'all watch The First Wives Club on BET? BET Plus?
Mm-mm. No. Is that the one with Jill Scott?
It's the one with Jill Scott.
Michelle, you told she's still in there too?
Watch it and let's talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. Let's watch it and talk about it, okay?
I'm down.
All right. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Fran, what you been watching?
The Crown.
I heard that's good.
Y'all don't watch The Crown?
I heard that it's good. Uh-huh. No, but I'm going to start it, though, because I know
you will love it. You will love it.
I'm going to watch it. I heard they really be letting the royals have it on there.
I mean, honestly, when I first started watching it, I was like, is the royal family okay? Like, obviously, they're not okay with this, but I'm surprised that they really have not tried to fucking...
legally stop it.
Yeah,
huh?
Like get the shit canceled because it spills everything. Like rumors you heard. And granted, it's a show, so you can't assume that everything is true because I'm sure they take some poetic license. But
right,
a lot of it, you're just like blown away. And then this season 4 is about Princess Diana. Well, I'd started watching since it came out years ago. It. Yeah. And then season 4 just dropped this week and it's the Princess Diana season.
Mm. That's why everybody's been talking about it.
Man, it's so good though. Honestly, you'll love it.
So the character, it's literally about Princess Diana or do they use different names?
No, it's straight up. Like,
okay,
yeah, her name, her family, like they're not trying to hide nothing. Camilla so Parker Bowles, like, Prince Charles.
The wooden teeth lady. This is American Crime Story where they showed like the Versace murder
exactly.
case, the OJ case,
exactly.
It's like that.
Yep.
Oh, damn. Okay.
And they're giving you the story of everybody, like everybody's life, everybody's the inside out of their marriages, like
what they say about Prince Charles.
he just needed a lot of fucking attention, and a lot of what the lot of the problems between him and Diana was that she was fucking superstar. You know?
She was.
And they would walk into places and people would be like, "Where's Diana?" And then when he'd say, "Oh, she had to stay home," they would boo him. And he would get so overwhelmed, you know, and that wasn't the only issue. It's also because his family made him marry someone that he didn't want to be with. Like, he already had the person he was in love with. Yeah, I mean, obviously, look, they're married now, which is crazy to think about that they stuck it out this long, but that's another thread.
Pomeranian face ass.
That's another thread in the family. It's like marrying for the marrying for the throne as opposed to for your heart. So that's a theme that's kind of reoccurring in that family.
Such I ain't a never good liked show. Camilla.
Why?
Because my sister was always really into the royal family and stuff, so I would hear information, you know, by proxy.
Right.
And I just knew the story, the backstory behind that. I know that they had treated Diana wrong because she was about the right things. And I didn't like that. And the fact that he got with her afterwards and her kids is still living, I just didn't like that. Camilla's all wooden teeth, Jiminy Cricket, pomegranate, Pomeranian face ass. I can't stand her. And then Prince Charles looking like Carol Burnett, you know, his Carol Burnett looking ass. I can't stand them. I'm sorry.
I'm also, I got put on because I asked on Twitter, like, what's the dopest movie or show you've watched as of late? And people, first of all, like 700 people responded. Which, so I'm going to have shit to watch for the next couple months.
Okay, so I'm going to need to be on there.
Yeah, it's dope. I actually probably should pin the tweet because it's super helpful. But they put me onto a show called We Are Who We Are. Have y'all watched it on Hulu? It's one of those like really slow, more artistic movies, if you catch that wave. But it is so interesting. It's a slow burn for sure. Like the first episode, I was like, I don't know. But then I kept watching it. I was like, all right, I see where this is going.
I'm
going
to check it out. What's it about, friend?
It's hard to say what it's about without like ruining it. But I'll say this. It's a bunch of different kids living on a military base. Like their parents are all, and just what their life is like, you know, having to be friends with people that you normally probably would not be friends with, but y'all are all you have, you know, you're all you have, and they're in different countries. They all come from different cities, different backgrounds, and how they survive just living as military brats, which is something I guess I never thought of. I was like, oh yeah, I guess that is interesting. Like,
so it's like DuckTales. Race cuts, lasers, airplanes. It's a
you ever see the movie
world.
Kids? Yeah, I remember the movie Kids. Yes.
Wasn't it like NC-17 or something?
Kids was a Kids fucked
was
up ass
crazy
movie.
As fuck. You know what?
It's the real, but it I was think, fucked up. But this is like a let's say it's like a spin-off of Kids.
Okay,
that's it goes in that world of like
camouflage just, kids,
kids just being kids,
camo kids.
It's very Base you know kids. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll, and they're all kids. So
Euphoria, Fort Greene base.
Yo, legit. That's basically it in a nutshell.
Well, I'm here for it. You know, I like that kind of shit. That's right up my alley.
Oh, and you know what? Premature, too. Let me shout out Premature movie on Hulu. Hulu has a Black Stories tab that I clicked.
Oh, yeah.
Which surprised me because I was like, what is this? And it had Belly, like all the Black cast movies.
Bunch of Zane books.
But there's a coming of age indie Black movie called Premature based in Harlem, y'all.
Come on.
And I loved it because it has, you know, all the parts of Harlem we love, like the pier on 125th with the rocks, the path down the Hudson, you know, the CVS on 116th. Like, it just takes you through the neighborhood. And I appreciated that it was like actually shot in Harlem. The girls are from Harlem. They have Harlem ass accents. And it's young, it's like four young Black girls and just the summer of coming of age. Y'all know those.
Premature. That sounds good, friend.
It's so cute. Y'all will love it. It's very gritty. It's very bittersweet. The song this at the end of it is beautiful. It had me like emotional. I even tweeted the girl that wrote it because I had to look it up. I was like, girl, you did your thing. And bomb ass movie. Honestly, it's a good coming of age movie.
I thought it was some Future music. You know how we feel about Future's emo music, friend. We love it, friend.
No,
we love it, friend.
No,
we, us.
Remember Destin trying to sell us on you hear me, immature, on Future.
Mm-hmm. See, Future when he said emo, he had me, but then he said Future, I was like, ooh.
I love Future's emo music. Actually, while we on the subject, shout out to Future and Uzi Vert's new project.
Hey.
Pluto, what's it called?
Yes, Pluto versus Lil Pluto, Baby Pluto.
That's cute.
The point is, the artwork is beautiful. The music is great. And Future has a song on there called Rockstar Chains. He did it again. It is gorgeous. In fact, why don't we play it here? It's Rockstar Chains by Future.
Yeah. One real shit I
know. So I know what to do with it.
Yeah, nah, I'm kicking it. Rockstar chain on the way to the floor, dog. Ain't trying to be cool with no rap nigga, I'm fucking they hoe, dog. Took two edits and counted the M and down the doze, dog. I'm in the stars, drive myself, I feel like autopilot. Designer go, y'all, but get on my own stylist. I done made it out the streets, my brother's still wildin'. Had to go Draco, 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 all I could do about it. Soon as it come my way, I can't do never see about it. I'ma give me a B about it. Started with a milli. Made it out the trenches, I can't never plead guilty. Crushed her hard when she found out I crushed a friend. Played it smart, cause either way I gotta win. I wear my heart on my sleeve, they ain't really me. We could it can't be way more gorgeous with this chemistry.
Thank you. So does that not give you that emo, pour your heart out, melodic, just, it's the R&B of rap. It's the R&B of rap.
I'm definitely going to give it.
Future is very talented.
I'm definitely going to give it another spin. You know, I just got Tidal again. I got the,
all right.
I got the Tidal Hi-Fi. So, you know.
Come on.
Feeling good. Feeling
support
great.
Support black business.
Yeah, you know, just has to go ahead and do it. Y'all know how much I love music and how I just love to hear that shit.
Is this random of Future and Uzi Vert, or have they done stuff together? I'm like, where did this come from?
Yeah, they've collaborated together before in the past. There's a song on Future's most recent album called All Bad that I love, that you would actually love too, Fran. So put that on your list of to-dos. It's a song called All Bad by Future and Lil Uzi Vert. It's good too.
I'll look it up.
If I hang up, I mean that. That mean it was all bad. You like it? Trust me.
Easy Vert, Lord.
Yeah, but so they've collabed together before. But they make an interesting pairing.
Yeah,
sonically.
That's what I'm like. Okay, I'm gonna have to
sonically
sit
you know.
With that one.
Uh huh. I said, all right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Asante, you were gonna say something?
Oh no. I was just gonna say a couple things that I'd watched randomly.
Okay.
I randomly started Bad Girls Club from the beginning. I'm
okay.
Currently season 4.
Shout out to Darlene from season 2. I love Darlene.
Oh,
was
yes.
She was a crazy something else.
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes. I'm back on season 3. I watched season 4 first because I forgot why I watched 4 first. But I had to go back and watch Natalie Nunn's season all over again because I forgot how good that was. And then I'm moving forward from there. Oh, I started watching it from the beginning because I saw that Zeus is about to do a thing with some of them. And so I was like, let me just go back and see how many of these girls I'm going to remember. But I didn't see who Zeus invited. But I know that they invited Natalie back for sure and a girl, Rocky, from one of the other seasons. And she did a couple of their all-star mm-hmm. seasons. But I got to go back and just continue in the mess there. And other old things that I've been watching, 60 Days In.
Oh, my God.
So I watched those first, like, in
Jade
RIP,
and I used to watch that religiously.
Y'all are the reason I started watching it then, and I didn't finish, or I didn't realize they, like, kept going, because it popped up that there was a season 5 now, I think, or season 4 or some shit. So I was like, oh, well, let me go back and watch the season I missed, you know, when mm-hmm. it was in Fulton County, part 2. RIP to the white dude that was in for both them seasons, because he died of suicide, I believe. And I was just like, damn, how crazy is that? I'm watching this shit all over again. And this nigga just came up out of nowhere. But he was the one that was like friends with all the dudes inside. They was about to go to war for his ass in there. So I was just like, dang. But 60 Days In, that shit is good all over again. Because
Don't get me watching that shit again.
Friend, that one season where there was the white lady, Jacqueline. She was locked up, and her and this the black girl, they got into some shit because there was another black woman named Swole, and they was trying to say,
don't fuck with her.
No, no, for real. Her. And when you see Swole, when you see her ass, you're going to be like, yeah, I see why they call her ass Swole. But Swole was apparently bullying Stephanie, so Jacqueline was like, yeah, come on, you can move in with me. And so then the guard was like, you got to move back. You got to get your stuff. And she had this attitude with Jacqueline. And so you see her because, you know, on 60 Days In, they show like all the bullshit. So you see the motherfucking CO be an asshole to Jacqueline because Jacqueline's like, yeah, you think that's real funny, you know, talking, saying that's my girlfriend. And then the CO goes, no, you're funny, not me. And then you see her make this petty ass face. And I just fell out. I've read Nessie back like so many fucking times. But 60 Days In has been a treat to me. I don't know why. I'm just.
It's funny you say that because it popped up on. Is it Hulu? It's on Hulu, right?
It's on Hulu. I told you they just put up a new season. So I was like, let me go
so
back and finish.
So it popped
the one
up on the Hulu banner. And my partner was like, you've been watching 60 Days In. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, explain yourself right quick. You're like, what happened?
That's the
was...
worst, though, when people be looking through your Hulu and they be like, oh, okay, this is what you be watching? Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it.
So do. And I don't give a fuck. Yes, I watch the Parkers and Moesha and all this.
I was about to say, Netflix be the worst thing about because you watched.
No, yeah, the worst is your YouTube algorithm.
Oh,
my
yeah, no,
shit,
YouTube.
Because I be watching hood vlogs and all that shit.
And don't get me started on the browser history. Oh, never mind.
well, somewhere in the middle on YouTube, I've been watching the stripper vlogs. I don't know why.
Like, what? Stripper vlogs?
These young girls, they literally be sitting there talking to the camera. They be recording the fights. They be talking about their hauls. They be recording their conversation with
me.
The other girl.
I didn't see none of that. I was watching a stripper documentary on Amazon Prime, actually.
Oh,
I thought it was
going
to be good. Yeah, I had to go to Prime. I was like, let me see what's going on over here. Okay, guess what I started watching?
What's that?
Power Book. Is that what it's called?
Ghost? Power Book 2? Ghost. It's called Ghost.
Oh,
yeah.
It's called Ghost?
Uh-huh. Tell me what Monet says. What does Monet say when she comes in the room, friend?
Wait, who's Monet?
Monet is the character that Mary J. Blige plays.
What did she say? What the fuck's going on in here?
Yeah. Every time she come in the room, Mary, friend, I say, hey, yo, what the fuck is going on in here?
I'm mad I got it right. I was like, don't you say what the... Yeah. Like Tasha Mack, pow, pow. Like,
yeah, she
So I got sucked in. I started mm-hmm. watching it over the weekend, I think, and it was on mm-hmm. Prime because I have that's mm-hmm. where I have Stars, and I saw the banner. I was like, you know what, let me watch it.
Let me try.
Because when I tried
it.
Before, it didn't pull me in, but it got me this Ooh. Time.
Now you're
ready. Good, ain't it, friend?
God damn, I was so pissed. I kept letting it play. I was like, oh fuck, episode 5.
It's good, friend.
And Mary's
look, can you
good.
Believe we, she's so good.
So good.
Can you believe we're rooting for Tyreek like this? I hated his guts in the fucking Power series, and now I'm like, okay, he just got to get through this semester.
I'd be so stressed when he Lord. Was at the party.
Oh my god! Lord. And
the girl did the thing.
Fucking knees. Uh-huh. I hate
Man,
her.
That
her dirty.
Girl. I died when he first played her. I was like, that's right, play that bitch.
Yes,
and then
yes.
she came back bullshitting like, damn.
And then when he got caught up at the grave, running his mouth.
Oh my god. And then Monet's daughter pulling that from his bag. Like,
yes, yes.
All bad. I was like, he is slipping, Woo! But he's a kid, you know.
It's so good. It's so good.
It is good. I can't lie. Wait, so when does this come on?
Okay, so they're on a hiatus right now. They did
got
that,
you.
Like the half of the first season of right. it. They've already been renewed for season 2, by the way, so it's going
to
come back.
Oh, shit.
We're
going to
get
Mary
another
J.
block.
Blige.
Oh, yeah, she's mama is working. But we're going to get another block of episodes from season 1. They start in 3 weeks. So in 3 weeks, there's all new episodes coming. And then once that, I believe that's like 7 or 8, maybe 10 episodes. Once that's over, then we'll have to wait a second amount of time and we'll get season 2. So but it's absolutely coming back. They're also filming another Power spinoff called Raising Kanan, about the character that 50 Cent actually played in the original. Yeah, they're filming that. Tommy actually has another spinoff that they're filming too.
Spinoff. How did they get all these spinoffs? That's bugged
out. It's like
out.
A universe. They said it's a power universe.
That's cool.
And
I like that.
There's these, smart. Yeah, there's these videos with Courtney A. Kemp, the creator of Power and the writer of the series, where she goes into detail about the Power universe and world and how it's expanding into like this, I believe, 6 different series that have all been greenlit. Lorenz Tate has one coming up called, I believe, Influence or something like that. He has a spinoff coming too. About his character.
Yep. Of course she will.
So it's a whole thing. It's a whole
huge
thing.
Shout out
to Lorenz Tate.
Shout out to the Powerverse.
That is so smart though, for real.
Hell yeah. I love that.
I wonder which one I'll watch. I mean, this one sucked me in. I think I will watch a Tommy.
I'm probably gonna watch all of them.
I'm lying, because I will definitely watch fucking Kanan spinoff too.
And the characters that there have been some steals that have leaked from the production sets, because they're actually filming it now. And the steals that have leaked, it looks like it's a period piece back in like the 80s, early 90s in New York. It's going to be like good, y'all. Really, really, really good. And Tommy series is going to be in LA.
If they asked you on, would you do it, Dustin?
I would love to be on Power. I hope you're listening. Stars, 50 Cent, Courtney A. Kemp, whoever. If you think I'm not going to get on this show and whisper like this when I'm in my scenes and deliver what it takes to be on Power, you got another thing coming. I can't wait to be on there. I cannot wait. I want to be on Power. Yeah. I want to be on Power. I want to be on Power.
Who would you want to play? Because I can see it.
I would love to be somebody who works for maybe one of the other drug cartels that they operate with. Someone who is definitely on the darker side of things.
Okay.
I would love to shoot somebody on the show. I would love to do that. Maybe a physical altercation. I'll do my own stunts. I would love nothing more than to do a scene playing against Mary, like me and Monet in conversation in the scene. Like if I could shoot a scene with Mary
nemesis.
J. Blige. That or her nemesis, or I would be one of her workers, whatever it took to be in a scene with Mary. Like, I want to be on Power very much so. So if we can make that happen, God, please, I would love to be on Power.
Well, you heard it here first. I was dead at Mary kissing up on that cute cop.
Yeah, the cop. Mm-hmm.
And then literally a scene later, she's kissing up on the other dude. I was like, hold on, Mary.
Monet, baby. Monet Tiada. That's the Tiada. That's the it's good. I love that show.
It is good. Y'all got me sucked in. So I watched that. Just started The Crown. The We Are Who We Are on Hulu. Y'all should definitely check it out. I'm so curious what y'all think about it. And those of you listening too, if y'all watch them, curious to hear your thoughts. You know who was on it too? Not acting, but just that they had like a concert scene.
Who?
Blood Orange.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I read he did the score or the music for the show, and then he
that makes sense. Okay, that
so,
makes
yeah,
sense.
That's why I was like, I'm gonna watch.
Yeah, he's on it. A lot of his songs are on it throughout. But that actually makes sense because it's a very similar vibe. The score is similar to his sound. But
I'm
it was a treat to see him on it too, and him getting some love. But yeah,
speaking
that's
of
a definitely
cool
cameos,
movie. Friend.
Who?
Guess who I saw on the First Wives Club, and we'll get back to this after you guys watch it. This past season, Jesse Boykins.
Oh my god! Ooh. Okay,
shout
so
out to Jesse Boykins.
He was supposed to be on it, and there was you know some complications that worked otherwise. But he—that's crazy. He still was on the scene.
Yep, I saw a scene with Jesse Boykins in it. Shout out to the homie and the multi talented, insanely talented Jesse Boykins.
This is
I saw
so
him on there.
Cute.
Yep.
Okay, so
cute.
Well then yeah, I definitely have to watch them. I'm gonna kick him. He didn't even tell me that his scene was still on there.
Nene was on there too. She was playing like a rich neighbor in this wheelchair with this fur coat on. It was so funny.
Okay, Nene.
It's funny. But yeah, Jesse was on there. I was like, look at Jesse.
That's so cute.
Shit.
Playing a music producer, right?
Yeah.
I remember he auditioned too. He moved to New York and everything to shoot it. So that's so cool. I love seeing my friends getting into acting.
So dope.
That's like the best shit ever. To see y'all popping up. Like Cheska Lee, remember she's in
on Superstore.
Nia.
Mm-hmm.
I saw everybody talking about it. Yeah. I need
so
to go and
cute,
watch.
Man, seeing her on there. I really cannot wait for her to have like her own show. It's
for real.
Congratulations, Cheska.
Way long overdue. Long overdue.
So dope.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Also, shout out to, while we're giving shout out to the Budgetista who just signed.
Tiffany!
Come on.
A huge book deal, okay?
With Penguin Random House,
which is like creme de la creme, baby. Let's talk about it. She looks so beautiful on her book cover. So shout out to the fact that so many more people will now be able to be exposed to the goodness of all things the Budgetista.
That's
and her
exciting.
Campaign for real financial literacy. Yeah,
yes.
So dope.
So
shout
dope,
out to her.
Bro.
And goddamn, how did we sleep this? Shout out to Coco and Breezy, who have a new song with Dawn Richard.
Oh,
yes.
I missed that. A dance
shout
record.
Shout out to Coco. Yes, shout out to Coco and Breezy and Dawn. We love all three of them here at the Friend Zone and in real life. And so shout out to them. Shout out to Coco and Breezy and Dawn. They have a new dance track. Let me give you the correct information of the name so that y'all can know exactly what to search for when you look
That's
it up.
That's sickening.
I thought so too. Coco and Breezy have been making moves in music, but to actually see this is just like really dope.
And you know, they had that dope ass pop-up shop too, with like highlighting black brands and somewhere downtown, which was such a cool concept.
Wow, and it just dropped too. That's crazy.
So the song is actually called You. It's just the letter U. And it is Dawn and Coco and Breezy. So pick it up. The artwork is so dope. It's a great feel-good track. Makes you want to move. You know the talent is there. Coco, Breezy, and Dawn Richard.
Hell
come on.
Yeah.
It's like the best of the best when it comes to an artistic lens and just and a dope worldly view at music. So
that's
it's
bomb.
Good. Check it out.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Let's pivot
that.
To music. What else have y'all been listening to?
Oh, so much stuff. Okay. So, of course, the Future and Lil Uzi Vert project, Pluto times Baby Pluto. Also, I'm not even gonna front, it's a song called Nasty on Ariana Grande's new album.
Everybody's talking about it.
The jam, do you hear me? Nasty and Safety Net are the two songs that I like on Ariana's project. Like,
she just dropped the video for 34 and 35. Everybody go check that out. Literally just dropped the video for it.
I do have one song I want to play in addition to the song I played earlier when I did a little impromptu music journey. This song, it really don't need an introduction. It's called The Thrill by Wiz Khalifa and Empire of the Sun.
Say that it's love, but to me it's looking counterfeit. I get done with one and move right on to another bitch. College educated, she graduated. Any bill she can't front, her parents paid it. The show was far, you the only one with a car out your girlfriends. But being that she's a big fan, of course she made it. Most girls wanna hide the fact that the thrill they chasing, but you just wanna get drunk tonight and fuck someone famous. So I just name a time and a place and your game for it. Value player, hotel room, meet you there.
Walking on a dream.
Traveling the world.
Will I see again?
Trying different drugs and girls.
Yeah, so that's the thrill.
I haven't listened to them in so long. Oh my God. So
super
bad.
Dope, right, y'all? So that's Wiz Khalifa, Empire of the Sun. Wiz Khalifa and Empire of the Sun, The Thrill. And I ain't going to take up no more of your time.
Asante, you go.
What have I been listening to? Tone Stith, an artist that I love, he dropped a record called Devotion. It's a really, really dope vibe. I'm just going to play a little sample of it. I'm just going to play a couple songs, maybe a few, just a couple to start though. But this is Tone Stith, Devotion.
Said that you're trying to find someone who will love you more than just
just has such a buttery voice and the production. I don't know. I just
that
love,
was good. Send me that.
I love Tone Stith. He's somebody I've been listening to for a long time. So when I saw he dropped something, I was like, all right, well, let me, you know, press play on that. So love, love, love Tone Stith. I also have to be sure to shout out. Mariba, she has a record with another artist named Berhana. This pivots me right back, actually, really, really fast. Let's rewind just really quickly. One thing that I wanted to bring up on the watch section was the trailer for Fresh Prince, the reunion. Shout out to everybody being there. Shout out to Black Aunt Viv is going to be in the house. I thought that that was amazing. I can't wait. Janet Hubert. And the reason that I brought that back up is because Brahana in the past had a song called Mrs. Hubert for Janet Hubert, and it was dealing with a lot of shit. Colorism, all that. Really dope video. Please press rewind and go back and watch Brahana Hubert if you haven't. But Brahana has a song with Mariba, someone who we love, and it's called Golden. It's a part two. I don't know what part one is. Don't ask me for it. Don't ask me about it. But this is Golden Part Two, and it's Brahana and Mariba.
Trying to make amends and stay alive. Heard some snakes is coming towards my way. Take a mongoose close now, 85. We go then. We go. We go then.
Y'all know it was about to get good, so I stopped it right there. So really, for real, it gets good there. So, well, I mean, it was already good. So if you want to continue the vibe, go listen to Brahana. That was Golden Part 2 featuring Mariba. That's all I want to share right now because I can't find the song that I'm looking for. But friend, please share with the class. What have you been over there vibing to? You've been jamming, so, you've been shaking. What you been doing?
So Salam Remy has a new album called Black on Purpose. And it has Teedra Moses, ooh, Black Thought, ooh, Anthony Hamilton.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm trying to see who else. Supercat, Spraga Benz. I mean, like, it just goes and goes. I'm actually just scrolling through it on Spotify, but it's dope. I checked it out a couple of days ago and kind of just been listening to it since. It's a really dope project. I don't even want to pick one song because it's one of those where it's more so an experience to listen to. And because of that movie, We Are Who We Are, putting Blood Orange back on my timeline. Remember that song that we loved with Blood Orange, with Project Pat, Gangsta Boo, and Tinashe, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Gold Teeth. So I have to play that today, and this is how it goes. Happy to be reminded of that song because I haven't listened to
that's on the
time.
Show.
No, they don't play that.
Oh, okay.
On the show.
I was like, damn.
I'm trying to remember what song. I think the song they play is Time Will Tell. Is that what it's called? I'm trying to see if I can find it. I think it's called Time Will Tell.
I'm gonna watch it anyway, so either way, I'm gonna get to all of it.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. Honestly, the soundtrack on that show is really bomb. It put me onto a lot of music, and you know, it made me realize I wish more movies and shows did that thing that Insecure does where it they create
the playlist.
The playlist on Spotify that you can follow along in order as the song appeared and everything. I really wish more movies took advantage of that. Because I kept thinking that with this movie, and there was something else. Oh, Queen's Gambit. Have y'all seen that one? The chess movie.
I keep seeing the preview for it pop up. It looks really dope.
Very good. I didn't think I would be into it. A couple somethings. But but it's a bomb movie, and that's another, not movie, it's a series. That's another series that I was like, man, I wish they had the official Spotify playlist, because they put me on, I was Shazamming the whole time, just sitting there with my Shazam, because they put me on to some bomb ass music.
Yeah, they need to get back to that as a whole, because I remember like movies used to just drop whole fucking soundtracks.
Remember?
Yeah. Like, I remember listening to the fucking, like, Space Jam soundtrack all the way back in the day. And then
it was,
like,
remember soundtracks were the shit back in the day. Like, the it was a big deal. They would get all the top artists of that year to cut when a song. Exhale. Love Jones.
Wow. My God.
But I wish people would get back into the art of soundtracks, because that was... But either way, I'm Shazamming, so it's all right. But it'd be nice to have it all together in one place. But yeah, definitely watch Queen's Gambit. I totally forgot to mention that. Who else? I guess that's really it. That's all I've been watching and listening to.
I keep watching videos. But I don't want to talk about nothing right now. I think I'm going to put like I'm going to talk about some stuff. Well, maybe next week. I don't know.
For the Music Man segment. You know what I have been watching?
What you been watching?
The new Fleet feature on Twitter.
I haven't used it yet.
It's I'm amazed that apps can do this.
What is it?
It's basically IG stories on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I saw them talking about this on Clubhouse.
And that's the other thing. Twitter swiped Clubhouse's style too. Like, now you'll be able to do audio chat rooms on Twitter.
Twitter Spaces, I believe is what it's called, right?
Yeah, Spaces. Audio Spaces. So I'm like, wow, it's crazy how the apps can just take from each other. I'm curious though do you think it'll mess up Instagram? Like, do you think it'll cut them down? People will use it? No, you don't think?
No. I think people will figure out a way to use it to their advantage and whatever suits them best, just like you do with every other feature that comes out on the app. Stories on Instagram are real estate, and fleets on Twitter will be real estate as well. So you know what time it is.
That's very, very true. I quickly acclimated to some of the things that Clubhouse got going on from the... from the people get money on there, like literally, like there was a room where the young women had men put up Cash App dollar signs, and the women were raising their hand, and then the men that had the Cash App dollar signs were giving donations to the women
every Friday night.
You seen this, friend?
Yes, every Friday night.
I just thought I was.
You know,
like,
what's
listen.
Funny? You brought that up because so. Let me tell you a funny story. I wasn't gonna mention nothing from Clubhouse because I hate mentioning a site that like is invite only because it's corny to talk about. But I have to say this because the story's funny. So I went into that room the first night it was created because I thought it was funny. I was like, I want to see these girls getting money. So the way that it worked, I don't know how about now, but the first night, if a guy was interested in you, he would change his picture to your picture. And so I'm in the audience, mind you, okay? I'm not on stage. I ain't playing. I tried to slide in. Why are y'all laughing?
Because I already know how it worked, and I already know what you was on and how you got
the fuck in. There's like 500 people in this room, so I'm thinking I'm good. Like, ain't no way.
Knowing you got moved up to that section.
Listen, let me explain to you how this dude, I ain't even gonna say his name or who he is, because we ain't gonna put him on the Summer Jam screen, but he gonna change his picture to my picture. And Haz would text me like, bitch. Yo, my heart dropped. I was like, stop fucking playing with me. And then, of course, the moderators ping me to bring me up to the stage. They're like, tell us, Fran, what you think? What's that? I was like, no, I'm married. Like, thank you. I appreciate it. Right. And, but the thing is, you can't leave the stage.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, my God.
Once you're on there, the moderator puts you back, you just there. So I was just there looking like a fucking rotisserie chicken at Costco.
Honey baked Fran. Honey baked Fran.
Just there for the killing. I was so pissed.
Honey baked Fran just in time for Friendsgiving. Wow.
Ooh, and then I'm thinking, maybe if I leave the room and then come back, I'll be back in the audience. Oh, no. You leave the room, you're still on the stage. Like, so that shit was hilarious. So Scotty Beam, same thing happened to her. She got brought up there. So I tweeted, Scotty and I are on a stage we have no business being on. And why Crystal tweet us talking about, do y'all need me to drive somewhere? Because I'll come get y'all. I was like, no, it's okay. I was like, we're okay, thanks. I'm in the comfort of my bed, child. But that was a really funny night. And it is nice to see that that room has grown and now people are getting money.
Yes, it was beautiful to see. I was like, well, you know, y'all young folks, y'all do this up in here. I'm loving it. And then I got on there today and they were doing affirmations. And shout out to the beautiful women and men in the room. They were doing affirmations today and I got affirmed coming into the room. It was something I didn't know I needed until I got it. And
not all the rooms are ratchet. Some of them are.
I was in the networking rooms, the music discussion rooms. I was in and out of all the rooms just trying to see and get a feel because, you know, whenever it comes to social media, I'm always a little skeptical. So I was like, let me get a feel on for my own. And it was good to see people being productive on it. And it was also good to see where people were being, you know, crass and hilarious, that they were being hilarious. Like, there was a room where everybody was just cracking jokes on each other and, like, literally raising their hand and asking for it. Like, someone's like, I know you ain't just raise your hand. Like, it was hilarious.
Like, the roast room. I will say that app isn't even out of beta and Twitter's already swiping it. Like, this shit is mind-blowing to me that this is allowed. There's really no protection.
No,
speaking of roasting, since Mouse Jones Mouse Jones funky underarm having ass want to ignore my joke that I cracked on Instagram, I'm bringing it to the podcast.
Oh my God.
So Mouse gonna post a boomerang of himself getting his hair washed and talk about self-care or something or whatever, and I said he was using pet shampoo and so he didn't say nothing, but I know, you bastard, I know you read it. I know he read it, because as soon as I made my next post, he gonna say I look like the second mugshot of a person who had just did it. And so, that's how I know he's seen that I said he was using pet shampoo.
Look, in the same camp, Alexa Layton also as well. She was doing the clubhouse where Corinne Steffens was in there, and it was a bunch of people in there. And Corinne Steffens was dropping all of the gems. So shout out to her. I forgot what her new name was, or what her name was on the app. It was Elizabeth something. I don't know if there was a reason for that. So it was great. Clubhouse has been great. I have fun. Shout out to everybody.
I have fun. Are y'all going to use the Twitter fleets? Everyone's been using it. My whole shit is lit up right now. Mine came on today.
That's one of them things where if I have to use it, I don't have a problem using it.
When I tell you I cannot deal with you.
It's just too easy to crack these jokes, man. That's all. But no, I ain't using no Twitter fleet.
I'm gonna use it. No, like, but I think it's cool. Huh?
I was like, do I need to update? Like,
well, you know how Twitter is, they roll out features to some users and then like it keeps coming. Cause I didn't
never
get
got the voice note.
Yeah, I didn't get the voice notes for hella long. I think I just got them maybe last month.
Oh, I still ain't get them.
Voice notes fun.
You are hilarious cracking your jokes. You'd be like, thank you.
Voice notes are fun. Happy birthday to Dr. Heavenly. Today is her 50th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday,
Dr. Heavenly.
She then gave a lot to entertainment. Dr. Heavenly has consistently had us tuning in to Married to Medicine. And one thing I love about Dr. Heavenly is she legitimately makes a stake in her friendships on that show, and it spills over into her real life. I always see her spending time with Dr. Contessa Metcalf and her family, and I see her spending time with Dr. Jackie, who we all know is just the salt of the earth. Yes. They're always together. They were all together for Heavenly's 50th birthday last night, and these aren't filmed events for the show. This is like their real life. And I feel like Heavenly is a loyal friend on that show, and she be tearing they asses up. And I
all
love
the way
to
up.
See it.
That's yes. your
so
fave?
Shout out to Dr. Heavenly. Yes, Dr. Heavenly yes. and Dr. Jackie are my favorites on that
wow.
show. Shout
yes.
out to Dr. Heavenly. Shout yes. out to Dr. Heavenly. Happy birthday, Dr. Heavenly.
Yes, happy birthday, Dr. Heavenly.
Do y'all have anything yeah. else you want to touch on? Whew. Before we get out of here? Well... topics-wise.
Oh, my God.
On right. that note, for those of you who made it to the end of the episode, we have some merch dropping soon.
Yes,
that
we
very
do.
Excited about some new designs, some really cute designs. It'll be for Black Friday. Of course, we'll let you know all the details as soon as we have it. Link information, all that good stuff. But start yes. gathering your coins because it's Link. Coming. We're very excited. Y'all don't have anything else you want to roll out?
Yeah, I want to roll out.
Okay.
With that being said, we love you so much. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Stay Black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy. And your plants do too.
Aww.
I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.